You're listening to a message from Every Nation GTA. For more information, please visit our website at everynationgta.org.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning. My name is Alexe Villas. You call me Alex. Yes. I need that energy. Come on, let's go. Let's go. It's tough, like, coming from that worship, that word from pastor. Like, I need to carry this energy all throughout then. Let's go. Thank you for, like, allowing me to be here in front. It's an honor. It's a blessing. And to be honest, it's a pressure as well. Being in front here, you know, like, the people who have been speaking here, delivering the messages are, like, doctors. You have, like, Dr. Richard here. You have Dr. John, Dr. Lucas. Like, it's tough. Like, I feel like there's this kind of pressure, you know, for me to be able to deliver. But, Lord, you are the one who will be honored here. Your word will be spoken today, not mine. Okay? But it's your word, it's your work from through me that will be spoken to you. Right? So yesterday, we celebrated my birthday. There's another guy, but I won't like spill that. They celebrated my birthday. It's my 50th birthday. Yes, golden anniversary. Yes. It's tough to accept the truth that, like, as my daughter was saying, like, oh, you're half a century old. Like, you were born in late 1900s. Like, that hurts, but that's kind of truth. And then I got this coffee mug. It says vintage 1976 from Pastor Richards. Weird being the same age as old people. Like, it hurts. Like, it's drilling down. But then, you know, it's a good reminder as well that I don't know how to translate that in Tagalog. There's where to say at least may pinagkatandaan. At least you have something that you grow up into. You know, something that you learn. Like, you know, you trip over, you stood up, and like stand strong through those experiences. And for me, that's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Like, if not for Jesus, I won't be able to stand here in front of you and say something about those experiences, right? So, the topic for this series is rooted and fruitful. So, last week, Pastor Richard, like, gave a wonderful, at least, intro and presentation to our series. And then he talked about being productive. In our generation now, in this day and age, like, we're always trying to be productive. We always want to be something. I need to have an output, an outcome out of what I'm doing. I need to make sure that I'll be ahead, right? I need to do something, and I wanted to make sure that I will have something to get out of it. And if I were to somehow add to it too, we have this sort of tendency that we like from, you know, like swiping. Like, once you turn into a video, for example, YouTube started with like a video, full-on video. And then we started to not be interested, you lack that attention span anymore. That the 15-minute video become 5 minutes. Now we have reels only, story, that as soon as you see intro, doesn't seem to be like for me, next, next, next. And somehow we translated into our lives, real lives too. You wanted to join a company, corporate, but doesn't seem to be like the culture that I'd like to, but haven't even like dug deep into knowing people, knowing the culture, knowing where we're heading, and then I'm quitting, I'm moving on. And that's where I think I'd like for me to share today is like, yes, it's one thing to commit, to go into, but you need to stay. You know, in those ups and downs, you need to learn, like, okay, might be not good, maybe I can take chance. I still have to learn through it. What's happening, what's in or out. In this life, that's what I'd like to share for us today, that you need to stick with it. You have to abide. It's one thing to be rooted, but it's another also thing to abide and stay with it. Remain, learn. Like, you might not be happy with what you're seeing now, doesn't mean the forever will be unhappy or unsuccessful as well. So you need to dig deeper, right? So, I need to catch my breath. Okay, so John 15 really teaches about that thing, that it has to, you know, being rooted has to have the relationship with Christ, but you need to cultivate it. So, and then of course, witness the transformation out of that cultivation of relationship with Jesus Christ. And then we witness the natural transformation, natural outcome of fruits. Those that we were desiring for, those that we are looking forward to, will come and stay. Not a temporary outcome, but something, fruits that will stay. Okay, so if I can read to you John chapter 15, verses 1 to 17. So I'll read to you the whole verse. You can read through with your app as well, but I'm going to read all throughout there, and then I'll pick the scriptures that we are about to talk to this morning. So verses 1 to 17, it says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me." So verses 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. Ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be in full. So 12 to 17, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you will love one another." Amen. Thank you for those reminders, Jesus. So week one, rooted, right? So, but we also learned that it's only the beginning point. We need to recognize that Jesus is the only source. But it's one thing to know that. It's another thing to further develop and cultivate that relationship, to know more about Jesus, not just a one-time event. If we are to bear fruit, it does not happen overnight. You have to cultivate, you have to nurture, you have to nourish that tree or the vine, right, for it to bear branches that can carry the fruit or the fruits that will be born out of that relationship. Now, week two, abide, is where we will learn how to do that. Abide means to remain or stay. We remain with him and continue to trust him even when we don't understand the things he is allowing us to go through. Abiding in Jesus means to be united with Jesus, to rely on Jesus, and to remain in Jesus. So if I were to put it like a mental picture of what abide means, so I'd like to show you this image. Rappelling, if you have tried this, rappelling, so you have this rope, and in our instructor, he's saying it's the anchor rope, that for you to be able to move to your objective, okay, you need to make sure that you hang on to that anchor rope, right? So you latch onto it, make sure there's tension, and you have to test it every now and then. So if your objective is to go down, so you have to traverse like every stages of that rappelling, you have to make sure that the rope keeps its tension. So if you move step one or that, you can navigate through, but you have to test every time, is it still holding me up? It is, because you have harness, but you need to make sure you put on all your weight onto it. Because it's one thing to have the rope, but you have legs too. Yes, you will use that. Those are tools and devices, legs, arms, whatever is needed for you to travel down. But you need to make sure that your anchor is still holding, your weight is on it. It's like in this life too. Jesus will provide everything. He is only source anyway. But Jesus also giving us wisdom, the tools, the devices, your education, your family, everything. All those are needed. But you need to make sure that you're all still navigating and holding on to the Jesus who's the only source. Sometimes in rappelling, you can reach the stage that, oops, I'm standing on 2 feet, I'm leaning on it with all my weight, but then you won't be able to move forward unless you try and still, Lord, this is the stage that I'm settled, but I'm not down there yet. So I need to move on. Sometimes lift legs, uncertainties again, then move on to the next. So that's probably what I would like for us to... So that's rappelling. I fear for the height. Anyway, so that's rappelling, right? That you still have that anchor rope. It doesn't leave you any because you're latched onto it. But you need to make sure that you're moving one step at a time, making sure there's tension on that anchor rope. So that's what I would like for us to learn. Like, there are 3 points here in our abide topic for today. So number one is abide personally. So how do I do that? To abide in Jesus, I have to have that personal relationship with Him. If I were to quote Pastor Richard from last week, he said, life with God begins by being united to Christ. Everything else in the Christian life flows from that union. So I would like to highlight for myself, at least for you as well, is united to Christ. Okay, life with God begins with being united. United doesn't start with, oh yeah, I know Jesus Christ. United means, okay, what about Jesus? What did He really do? What does He have for me? What excites Him? What does He not want? Okay, I'd like to know, if I were to unite with Him, I need to know all the things that He's happy with, He's excited with, what really does He have for me, and how do I make sure I keep that excitement ongoing? It's not just acquaintance. It's beyond the get-to-know stage. A person whom we love, we ought to know deeper, not just on the surface. We ought to know what pleases him or her, well, for partners, and then stick with it. So same with Jesus. Okay? If we're doing it in our human relationship, what more with Jesus? So we ought to know Jesus Christ, who He is, and what He can be in the different stages and aspects of our lives. So as we know Jesus, okay, we will learn different. Yesterday, one of the games that they have, yes, we have games. It's a mostly Filipino party, so you know, we always have games. So the question was, okay, who are the different I-ams of Jesus? And oh wow, I can use that for my preaching today. So who is Jesus in your life? In different stages. If you are a student, who is Jesus for you as a student? If you are married, who is Jesus for me being a husband or being a father? Okay. If you are looking forward to a corporate career and everything, who is Jesus in terms of me looking forward to being successful in my career? So there are different I ams that I have picked up. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the good shepherd. So these things, bread of life. Yes, you can have a good career. But know that Jesus will not allow you to be hungry and thirsty. The spiritual life will allow you to be, be successful in your career so that you can have earn things for you and feed for yourself. Anyway, so, and then I am the light of the world. If you feel like there's darkness in your life, you feel you're hopeless or gloomy, or if, in either sin or confusion, Jesus will be the light of your world too. The good shepherd, He knows us so well, the ins and outs. Even before you say anything, okay, Jesus already knows what's inside of heart. But know that He's also a good shepherd, that He can bring us to where He wants us to be and where we will be successful for His glory. And for today too, He said, I am the true vine, which is us, our only source if we are to be successful. We have to acknowledge that Jesus will only be the true vine, the true source of life, your encouragement, love for your children, love for your wife or your husband. Jesus loves us first, and that's the only reason we can love others and love our people in our lives. So, abide continually, number two. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. So just like how the branches need to continuously draw nourishment through the vine, so do we. Okay, we need to continuously lean on Jesus, learn more about him, seek and search him, dig deeper, as I've been saying, dig deeper. There's a lot of things that we can do that. In order for us to know who Jesus is, what the I ams of Jesus for my life, I need to dig into what the word really is saying for me. So, abiding in Christ will cause us to find love and joy in knowing and engaging and inviting him more into our lives continually. And I like when I was reviewing this outline with Pastor Richard, change of words. So I had this as continuously, right? Continually. There's a difference between continuously and continually. Continuously is, it's ongoing, the continuous, but then continually is it becomes a habit. It becomes a recurring thing. Yes, we learn about Jesus. We become successful. Sometimes we fail, but then you go back to the same routine. Seek and search Jesus. Now I'll be successful about this word, and then yes, you might fail, and then go back again. Seek and search Jesus. It becomes a recurring pattern. That's what we are being taught today too. That it's not a one-time go, and it's like a roller coaster ride. Let it ride, go up and down. No, there's an active engagement. We need to be involved. I need to make sure that the rope is still having its tension. I need to know. I need to lean on all my weight to the word of Jesus. How do we do it? So one is word, through the word. So in John, it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us as well. So if we are to know Jesus, you cannot skip reading the Bible. You have to dig deeper. It's up to you what routines you can find in that. Maybe you can start weekly. I don't know. Daily. But as soon as you learn more, as you get excited, as you find, the words are really true. It really happens into my life. The promises are really happening. Then you find yourself your cycle becomes more and often and often and often. Leads me to the next one too. Prayer. Pray without ceasing. It's one thing to know about the word. It's one thing to communicate. Lord, thank you for the word. If something that I don't understand, Lord, what do you want me to learn about this? Or Lord, how do I apply this to my life? So engage God, word, and then prayer as well. Lord, make this word become alive in my life. Not just the prints, but inside of me. I like what Jacob was saying. Let it be in the marrow. Let it be marinated in my life. From the top of my head to the sole of my feet, everything, Lord. Let your word be in my bloodstreams. That's what we are. Lord, how do I do that? Learn from, by communicating with Jesus. And of course, third is community. Not yet. So community is, we stir up one another. So reading the word, communicating with God, and then of course, engaging other people. Because you wouldn't be surprised. Some people may need your presence, may need the wisdom that may come from you, may need to learn about your stories so that they too may be engaged, they too may be excited to learn more about Jesus. And I'm happy. Yesterday, reading some of the let me just pause a bit. So I was reading through the card that was given for my birthday. And maybe I was like, Lord, I did not expect these things, words spoken. But what some of them thank you for welcoming us during our first visit in the church. Look, when was that? oh, did I do that? And then thank you for welcoming us into your small group. I was like, oh, wow, they remember. I was like, oh, yeah, Lord, I'm just trying to be an Alex in the church. I'm just trying to be a small group leader. I'm just doing my part. I didn't realize that some people would remember that. And they're sticking. They're with us. They're joining us. They're part of the group. They're part of the church. And this is not me not like taking all the, I did that. No. I was like, Lord, I'm just like doing what you told me to do. And yet it's impacting other people too. If there's anything that I would like to be successful for, is at least, you know, I'm just doing a part, and yet the Lord becomes glorified. People start, you know, going to like worshiping Jesus well. By the way, I'm also part of the music team. So it's one thing in my heart, like when I play the drums, I'm not just making noise. Look, that's my, if I could sing, I would like to sing. But I'm better in clanging cymbals, and then I make more nicer music using the drums, okay? So that's how I worship. If I could just play the music so that you too could worship God and sing, that I will do, right? So, abiding fruitfully. Third, last point for me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Just like the branches, which are exposed to external elements. Okay, so branches. By the way, the true vine, the solid true vine is Jesus. We are one of those, like, you know, small things, branches that carry the fruit. But they are exposed to external elements. Right? You have wind, rain, storm, or some random events. Like a donkey walking back, crack your, like, ruin your twigs, right? But those are external elements. Sometimes it's not planned, okay? So some of us in our lives, like, we are exposed to different things, and sometimes we break. But the thing is, Jesus being the source, we can always come back, grow back those branches that we have lost probably, but you become stronger. But sometimes the vine dresser, oh, you're very fruitful, but I want more fruits. Why don't I prune you? Like, right? So that you can bear more branches, more fruits, so that people will appreciate the wonders and creation of God. That way they can be invited more into his kingdom. Amen? So similarly, life can bring us trials and tribulations, both random or consequential due to sins. Right? Random in the sense like, has anyone planned for COVID? Has anyone here designed the financial crisis back in 2008? Has anyone here like thought about the oil crisis? Anyone here like, maybe not, right? Those are random, out of our control. It can happen. Sometimes it's because of our sins themselves. We fall short, right? We made our own mistakes, okay? But God is always there for us, okay? Good Shepherd bringing us back into his fold, okay? Which leads us to another statement I would like to share with you is abiding in Christ means to lean on God's word to help us navigate through those circumstances and eventually overcome them. Right? Jesus is with us through those events. Right? He has seen, he is seeing, he will see things that are going through happen in your life. The promise is Jesus will always be with us through those events. And ultimately, it's not just present so that you can have a companion. He is with us so that he can help us navigate and become successful and overcome and go over that thing that you are struggling. So in John 16, which is a part of the, almost if you look at the series we're learning, okay, the chapters around it is Jesus sort of like giving the disciples a heads up. Hey, guys, I'm going to be crucified today or the next day. So you got to do these things. Be ready with these things. Jesus was already giving instructions to his disciples. and all these things that they're about to go through, about to experience, Jesus promises one thing. I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. He did not say, I have said things to you so that with me you'll never go through those things. He said that in me you may have peace. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Economies can crash. Your retirement plan can be like down the drain. Your health can crumble. I know it's tough. It's difficult. The realities of this trials may be hitting you so hard. But one thing is Jesus will be with us, so we will still have the peace. Peace that I will be taken care of. That Jesus will still be with me. He will care for my family. If he takes away the job today, I know I will find ways to find another one soon. This is what I've learned also in my life. Like Jesus will always provide so that he can fulfill his calling and purposes for our lives. He didn't say that I will be a successful executive. What he said is he will provide. He didn't define how, but the promise is he will provide. And that's what we have been putting in our hearts. My wife and I, as we were going through the different stages of our life. So with that, we become wiser. So as we continue to lean on Jesus, as we let his words marinate in our whole being, we eventually manifest some transformation. So as we try to land this topic for today, okay, we seek and search Jesus, who he is in my life and who he will be in my life in the future. I need to know, like, if I feel like lost, I know where to go back to. Okay? And if I am being like strong, successful, I need to make sure that others can draw strength from that learning as well, sharing with other people. Okay? So the Christian life begins, continues, and bears fruit through abiding in Christ, knowing him deeply, remaining in him daily, and letting his life transform ours for his glory. Abiding in Christ means leaning on into Jesus and his word continually. And in doing so, okay, it creates a pure desire to obey him. Lord, what will make you smile for me today? What can make you happy if I'm planning for things, right? How do I like plot this one? Listen, for example, you're planning for, like, I don't know, retirement. You're planning for your kid's life. You're planning for getting married too. Like, is Jesus in the middle and center of that? So, what I was trying to say is, in doing so, it creates a pure desire, okay, to obey these commandments. It becomes in nature for us to do what he has commanded for us. And I like that our morning prayer for today too is related to that. So a pure desire to obey these two. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And love our neighbor as ourselves. It doesn't stop with love the Lord your God. It says with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, everything in you. But because you dove deeper into his word, you allowed it to marinate into your heart, it's a daily habit for you to communicate, then it becomes natural for you. It becomes easy for you to obey all his commandments, okay? With all heart, obeying all your soul, obeying with all our mind. And then it becomes easier as well to love our neighbors because we know we were just as loved. Jesus died for me while I was a sinner. And that same act was also done for the neighbors, the person beside you, your neighbor across the street, your neighbor across your desk. Okay? They too, Jesus died for them too. But because you have obeyed Jesus, it allows you to love them as well. Love them like a neighbor, like Jesus was saying, love our neighbor as ourselves. So in Christ, that's the transformation. We start seeing, we start responding, we start living this life through the lens of Jesus Christ. So if I were, if you allow me like maybe 30 more minutes, okay, yeah. Yeah. So, personal story. So yesterday, like, I keep on referencing to yesterday. I just got too excited from yesterday. So it's a personal story, right? My journey into this life with Jesus. So started back in high school. So July 14, 1992. Okay, that's a anniversary date for her. Good thing she left. My wife and I, boyfriend and girlfriend. So that's like 30 plus years, right? And she was 15. I'm 16. And back then, we always have a fight about, okay, I know Jesus because I attended the school, a Christian school run by Lutheran Church. From kinder to grade school, we talk about like Jesus and the Christian, solid Christian education. So I know Jesus. And then back then, she was like a real evangelical Christian church. So she goes, no, she was like, no, you don't know. You don't have that personal relationship yet. You know Jesus, but there's no personal relationship. So we clash. And then she broke up with me. Ah, that's what you know. Huh? Okay. So that struck me like, oh, wait. Who is this Jesus that she's talking about? That she's willing to give up? To give up Alex? How dare? And then in university, I met this classmate. He's also a drummer in the church. And he used that to reach out to me, evangelist. So give me tips and tricks to playing drums and all that. Little did I know that he was trying to like share to me. And then one time, we talked about like serious topic about Jesus. And then I accepted Jesus in the campus. And it's a funny story too. We were working after the class. It's like 9 p.m. So like it's dark. Because they turned off the lights, and we said, like, but you need to pray. We need to pray for this. We need to capture this event, moment. So we prayed in a basketball court. You know, like in Philippines, like there's basketball court, but it's dark. So when we found a bench, like we were praying, huddled together. Like, and after that, it's a funny story. Like, do you think they find it funny? Like we're like in a dark spot bench, like praying. But we don't care. That's the moment that we need to capture. So I surrendered my life to Jesus at that time, inside the campus. Like, and then he started to disciple me and say, hey, you need to really know more about Jesus that I've introduced to you. And not just now. So he brought me to the fellowship. So there's a fellowship that happens every Friday. So we attended then regularly. I'm a regular. And then he said, dude, this is not a church, to be honest with you. Yes, you're joining here, but you need to be plugged into a real church where you can be like discipled further, that it really is like a family because this is a Friday fellowship, it's a combo of everyone, like youth, young adults, run by different church leaders, leaders from different churches, and they're like a schedule, okay, this month it's your turn, other month. So it's not like, it's more of like, okay, just gathering of people. So anyway, plugged to a church. That's when I moved to attend a church, and that's where I learned a lot more about Jesus. So I really had like a youth discipler. And then I learned one thing. If I were to learn it, I learned to carry on to the next stages. Sorry, like 20 more minutes left. Okay. So Jesus will provide in order for his calling and purposes to be fulfilled. First test, after graduation, I passed the licensing board exam for mechanical engineering. So the career for me is out of province if I were to refer to this, to what's set up right now. Most of the careers for engineering will be like in Montreal. Like out of town, moving out, like on my own. I was like, Lord, is this really what you want me to do? I want my career. I want to be successful. I want to earn money for sure. But Lord, I don't want to miss any of these things that I have been doing, not just because I'm doing it, but I'm learning a lot. Like, at that time, I was so on fire. Like, Marty Sampson, like, kind of like, one way, Jesus, that kind of youth fellowship. And I was like a leader as well in the youth ministry. So after praying, searching, applying, I got a job. Imagine we're like within GTA as engineer. I'm being paid as an engineer as well, reporting to like a German plant manager. It's plant directly reporting to the plant manager. Oh wow, Lord, thank you. I'm still able to participate in the ministry that I'm in, and I'm still an engineer and getting paid. So first test as a young person for that. Okay, Jesus will provide. But then as we go on, got married, had two kids. We had problems with the business down south. We were in the Philippines, there's no Banksy back then. So unlike here, if you go bankrupt, declare it, you can still recover. You have 7 years. There, if you owe the banks, if they owe the banks money, you owe them. There's no forgiving. You still have to pay them. So by then, we had trouble with that, and I got let go with my job. And we have kids to feed. You know how kids, you know, they need to eat, right? But again, Jesus will provide for his calling and purposes to be fulfilled. At that time, to be perfectly honest with you, I was like drifting, Lord, why do you have to do this to us? I'm starting to question, like, maybe it's time to, you know, slow down. Maybe, you know, just be a Christian then, no? But then I started, no, we need to make sure we're still plugged into the church. So we moved to a city, we attended a church, and I auditioned for the music ministry. Because I don't want to be, because it's a big church that we attended that like, barely anyone knowing us there. So at that time, I was like, well, we need to continue to plug into a church. I got let go of the job, and then Gab is all about to be born that time. And imagine if you don't have health insurance coverage, like it's going to be a challenge. But within 2 or 3 weeks, I got hired. Same level, same pay, even better. And then we have health coverage for the kids too. So wow, thank God. Like the word that I've learned from back when I was young is still happening. So therefore, the Lord will really provide. True, hard, and like fast, like it will happen. Thank God for I'm still the same executive. Not executive, I mean in the same role. But I'm still God provided. Lastly, and I will close this. Promise. Third test here in Canada, right? You know how it is, like moving here. Lots of us have moved here, tried their luck here in Canada. I got hired in 3 weeks' time after landing here. Like for most people who are struggling, like trying to find a job, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, like maybe years. Third week upon landing here, like I got a job already, and I stuck with it. And then something happened with the company, like globally and everything. There's a threat of streamlining the headcount. And I was like, my wife and I declared that, hey, the company's about to do this, but we will stick with what we have learned. Having back then, Jesus will provide, regardless of our situation, for so that his purpose and calling will be fulfilled. And lucky enough, after the restructuring, I still kept my job. A lot too much other details that I can share to you, but one thing for sure is like in the departments that I was in, like there was restructuring, it almost got me, but the Lord allowed me to move, and I kept my job after that. In this day and age that, you know, you have to plan for university, you have to plan for lots of things for your future. So just to wrap this up, okay, these things I'm sharing to you, it did not happen overnight, I'm not always strong, to be perfectly honest with you. I have not always been this kind of energized in sharing this. There are lots of times I'm so down and low, I almost wanted to quit. Not just quit my job, just quit. Lord, what do you mean? So be it. I'm just going to move to on my own. But God always has a way to, like, you know, bring me back. bring us back. And it's all because of that, those experiences. It's not just like knowing Jesus on print, but it's a day in struggling and challenging of like, Lord, I'm hurt. Or Lord, I'm happy, I'm excited. Like, what do you have for me? It's always like engaging, pressing, leaning in onto Jesus. Personal level, you have to know. And two, you be plugged into the church. That way we too can encourage each other. You may learn from others, or you can also share so that they may learn from you. We all can learn from each other's struggles and encourage each other. And then, of course, outside. How do we bring this experience outside? People, your colleagues might be encountering some, I don't know, financial difficulty, health challenges, families, and all that. But you have the words of Jesus that you can share with them. If I may share this with you, as you go through your life experiences, right, know this, that I, as Paul would say, I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Life with Jesus will always be exciting, will always be peaceful, will always make you strong, will always make you excited, will always make you energized, regardless of your situation. And then it will always, always come back to that time that all, what you can only say is praise to the Lord Jesus who has done this for me and for my family. May I leave that with you. Jesus is the true vine. He is the only source. But you have to cultivate that relationship. Keep on pressing. Keep on leaning. Even if it's difficult, the challenge, pick up yourself. No. Jesus has to have something for me today. Jesus has to have something for me to learn from today. Jesus has something for me to share to my colleague here. Jesus, what do you want me to learn from you today? So let's just pray. Father God, Lord, we thank you for this time. You are an awesome, awesome, awesome God. Lord, we are just like a wonderful moment for us to be reminded, oh God, how good and pleasant it is to be in your presence, to be strengthened by you, to be encouraged by you. And Lord, cause us, oh God, to really dig deeper, dive in, seek and search your word, and let that word marinate into our lives, oh God. And that we may be able to be strong enough, brave enough, and confident enough to share this word to other people as well. Lord, we call on the name of Jesus for today. And as we stand in all your presence, in all of the wonderful things that you have done, you are doing, and about to do in our lives, God, may your name, Jesus, be glorified.
You've been listening to a message from Every Nation GTA. Thanks for joining us. For more information, visit our website at everynationgta.org.